Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is show number 26. Today's show is about news, particularly news that you will read in the newspaper. And, you know, if you listen to the news at all on television, radio, you'll know that Amazon had a big release around Christmas about the Kindle newspaper, the Kindle portable reader. And it's because a lot of sighted people are really looking forward to being able to read the newspaper, their newspaper, on the go. And I remember being singularly unimpressed when I saw the press releases. And it occurred to me the reason is because I have access to the National Federation of the Blind newsline. And it occurred to me also that a lot of people aren't aware of it. this service is, I apologize for clearing my throat. This service is available to physically challenged people as well as AARP members. And with it, you can read the latest news, the newspapers, for at least a week, I believe, for all the major newspapers. I think they got over 80 or 100 newspapers now, and they'll keep adding to it. You can read magazines, and you can get the local TV listings, which, of course, I enjoy. And I'm going to show you two incarnations of this service. The first one is the original service that came up, which is via the telephone. And I do like this service on the phone. It's relatively convenient. However, I personally prefer to use the Daisy Book format, which allows me to receive the newspapers of my choice via email in a Daisy Book format, and I can either read them on my computer in a Daisy Book reader. I can read them in Internet Explorer using the quick keys with JAWS. I'm sure Windows Eyes has similar functionality. And the way I use it is to copy it to my PDA, which I purchased from HumanWare, the Maestro / Trekker service, and so I use it that way. And one of the reasons I'm looking forward to the mobile speak platform integrating Daisy Book format onto the cell phone is that once they do so, then I will be able to have my newspapers at my fingertips on my phone. Currently, when I'm out of the house, I usually take my cell phone and my PDA if I'm going to be gone for any length of time, if I can stay up to date on the latest news. With Newsline for the Blind, you can read on the phone article by article, section by section, sentence by sentence. You can do searches, you can spell words. It's really quite powerful. And I will give you the phone number as to how to sign up for that at the end of the show. So let's get started. Okay, now I'm running JAWS on Windows XP, and because of the connection challenge, I'm going to be using Skype to dial into the system. So you're going to hear a little bit of JAWS in the background here.
AAA Newsline, Skype out.
I have it set up. I have it set up on my computer as it says AAA Newsline. I just put AAA. That way it would be at the top of the listing, so you wouldn't have to go through all my other contacts. So I'm going to press the Enter key, and I'm not going to try to talk over the service on the phone. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. What we're going to do is log in. I do not, since I very rarely use the phone service, I don't really have my codes memorized, so you'll hear me typing in some numbers. Once I log us in, then you will proceed. You can get an idea of how to do this, and hopefully it won't be too distracting with my voice over the computer's voice. Also, I can turn it down, so I guess that's something. So I'm going to go ahead and log in here, and I'm going to put the recording on pause. Maybe I'll do the first part until I start typing in numbers. So here we go.
Mute button to activate. Press space bar. Connect it. Ringing on the NFB news line. Para continuar en español, aprieta dos. NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. Please enter your 6-digit identification number or press the pound key to hear how to become an NFB Newsline subscriber. Hello and welcome, Mr. Taylor. Please select from the following options. Main menu. To read news about NFB Newsline, press 1. To read your state's information channel, press 2. To read newspapers in your state, press 3. To enter your favorites list, press 4. To read newspapers from a different state, press 5. To continue reading where you last left off, press 6. To read magazines, press 7. For TV listings, press 8. For instructions on using NFB Newsline, press 9. Main menu. To read news about NFB Newsline,
so
press 1.
So, you get the idea here.
Press 2.
I'm going to go ahead and press the number 4.
To enter your favorites list, press 4. To read newspapers
so
from a different
press
state, press
4
5.
Here, so
to continue reading where you last left off, please select from the following content options. To select the Los Angeles Times, press 1. To select the Orange County Register, press 2. To add an item to your favorites, please select from the following available issues. For the Los Angeles Times dated February 20th, 2008, press 1. For the Los Angeles Times dated February 19th, 2008, press 2. For the Los Angeles Times dated February 17th, 2008, press 3.
So you get the idea here of what it can do. It gives you a couple of dates, and you can select those. So I'm going to press the number 1.
Please select from the following sections. Business. Press 10. Calendar. Press 11. Editorial pages. Press 12. Features. Press 13. Foreign. Press 14. Metro. In. Business. There are 34 articles in this section. Article 1. 5 OC salons get hygiene citations. They are placed on probation for having unsanitary conditions. By Patrick McGreevy, Times staff writer. Sacramento, in a crackdown under a new state law, inspectors have issued citations to 5 Orange County salons, putting them on probation for clipping toenails and soaking feet in unsanitary conditions,
okay.
Officials announced Tuesday.
So you get the idea about that. I'm going to move to the next article.
Inspectors from the State Board of Barbering and Cosmetology. 5 citations were in Article 2. Bay Area newspaper publisher cutting workers. From Times Wire Services. The cuts involve newspapers including the
Pressing 3.
The Oak Grip Article 3. Consumer Watch. More features, higher prices in future for Blu-ray players. By David Coker, Times staff writer. Now that the format war with rival HD DVD...
Yeah, I'm just going to log out, right? I'm just going to press the escape key.
Blu-ray player as a compat 0056.
So that gives you an idea of how you can log in. It's pretty simple. You can adjust the pitch, sound of the voice, the different voices. They have some pretty good voices. The speed. It will remember all the settings that you've made and remember them. And you can even bookmark where you left off. So if you are busy and you're listening to an article on the phone, there will be an option for you to say, it'll say pick up, begin reading where you left off. And so it will pick you right back up where you left off the next time you log in. It's very convenient. Hold on. Sorry about that. I've got JAWS going crazy for me here. So let me just turn that off so you don't have to worry about it. Okay, so we got that done. Now, again, this is a very nice feature. It is the local numbers for it, for your local area, but they do have an 800 number if you can't find a local number. So they do have an 888 number that any user in the United States can call. I'm sure it applies to Canada too, but I'm not sure. I'm sure they'll tell you. And it's a very nice feature for people who don't have computers, don't have a computer, you know, don't really, does not have a Daisy book player and so forth. You can have complete access to all the major newspapers, magazines, and of course your local TV listings. You can do the TV listings by the hour, by the date. You can even search. So it's very, very convenient. Okay, now I'm logged off the computer, off the phone, and now I have my Victor reader that's stored on my I think I have an Axim Dell. Is it a Dell, I guess? Yeah, Axim AXIM 51, running the latest version of HumanWare's Trekker and Maestro. And what I've done every day, I have a favorites list on the Newsline for the Blind service. And since I live in Southern California, the two papers I prefer on a daily basis are the LA Times and the Orange County Register. So every day, once a day, or unless there are major updates, I receive a... I'm turning the mic down a little bit here. I receive an email that has 4 attachments in each one that I simply copy to my hard drive. It just goes to... In Outlook, I usually choose Files, Save All Files, and I already have predefined directories. So it takes less than 10 seconds to save these files. And then I simply sync them up, just like I will do once we get mobile speak running with a Daisy book player. I simply sync them up on my PDA. So, and then when I disconnect the PDA from the computer, I've got my newspapers all ready to go. So we're going to do a short demonstration. I like it a little bit better than the phone. One, it doesn't take any airtime. Two, I don't have to hold something up to my ears. I can you know, plug a headset into this, and I can do it with the phone too, but it's just nicer. And I think it's a little quick, more, it's easier to navigate a little faster, with the Daisy book, with the Victor reader. So all you Victor reader and Daisy book players, people will be happy with this. But anyway, I do receive these papers, any number of papers I want. Sometimes I get the New York Times or whatever, but it does have to be on your favorites list in Newsline. So let's just go through a real short demonstration. Okay, I hope the volume levels are okay. I'm going to, I've already got the Trekker on, or the Maestro on. I'm going to open up my Victor reader.
Closing menu. Victor reader dialog. Welcome to Victor reader. Update bookshelf. Bookshelf. 8. Books on media. Book. 1. Los Angeles Times, February 17th, 2008.
Okay, so I can go through these books.
Loading book. Please wait.
Oops. Did the wrong thing there. It's late at night here, and I apologize.
Book loaded. Text only book. Closing book.
I'm going to give you a little... I usually keep the papers for up to 1 week
bookshelf.
At a time.
8. Books on media. Book. 1. Los Angeles Times, February 17th, 2008. Book. 2. Los Angeles Times, February 18th, 2008. 3. Los Angeles Times, February 20th, 2008. 4. Los Angeles Times, February 19th, 2008.
And you can see...
Book. 5. Orange County Register, February 17th, 2008.
So I'm going to go back to LA Times here.
Book. 4. Los Angeles Times, February 19th, 2008.
And I'm going to load the book.
Loading book, please wait. Loading book, please wait. Book loaded. Text only book. Los Angeles Times, February 19th, 2008.
Okay, so I'm sorry for the popping noise that you hear from the signal going through and from the Trekker. You don't really hear that when you have a regular set of headphones on and everything. We're going to, and if, for those of you who are familiar with Daisy books, you know, you can scroll through by chapter, sentence, and so forth.
Level 2.
We can go through the section of the book here.
Editorial pages. Cutting into foreign. The world. Where
I'm just scrolling
business.
Through.
Laid off. Share the pain. The web is now a place to seek sympathy and a new start by Jessica Gein, Times staff writer. San Francisco. When Ryan Cooter lost his job last week, everyone knew it. That's because he chronicled the experience of his last hours at Yahoo Inc. through a stream of electronic dispatches laced with...
I'm pressing the pause button. If I want to go down to the next level down, which I think is level 3, that'll get me from article to article within the business section.
With gallows humor. Level 3. Using Twitter, a service popular in Silicon Valley that allows... Hershey puts faith in Blisteri capture market share. And Disney boosts stake in India. It will double its holding in TV and film content maker UTV as a U.S. firm seeks to expand internationally.
Again, I'm just reading through by pressing the left and right arrow keys. I'm also using, for those of you who know, if you know how to use a Daisy Book Player, the number 4 and 6, 2 and 8. It's got a telephone keypad on this particular device. It's really quite wonderful. So the main reason for this show is to just demonstrate that we do have access to these things. If you're an AARP member, if you are physically challenged, you can certainly sign up for this, and it's all free, of course. And it's very nice. In fact, I even stopped getting the paper my printed paper because I was just wasting money instead of having to strain to see it with a magnifier when I could get it for free and more accessible. And you'd be amazed at how much more convenient it is to read an entire article on your own versus the television and the radio, which do a good job, but there's nothing like reading it for yourself. For those of you who do not have Daisy players, again, if you're using the latest version of Internet Explorer on your computer, you can jump from article to article and headings and everything using the JAWS commands with the quick key commands. Not as convenient as having it in the palm of your hand as you sit in and wait for the car to be finished or waiting for a friend to come out of a store. But if you have a notebook, you're okay. Either way, it is accessible. The Newsline does not include ads and job listings. That's a different service, and I think the Braille Institute has some services for those sorts of things. Okay, if you want to get started and you're interested in this, you want to call the NFB Newsline department at 1-800-504-7300. That's 800-504-7300. 800-800-00. Remember, that's on the East Coast. And they'll start the process for you. I hope you've enjoyed the show. My name is Mark Taylor. And if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you may do so at feeds.feedburner.com/Candleshore. To go to the main site for all things Candleshore, it's www.candleshore.com. And if you'd like to email me, I'd love to hear from you. It's musicman@candleshore.com. Okay, look forward to seeing you on the next show. And until then, remember to make a joyful noise. Take care. Bye-bye.